As we move into our time of prayer today, I'd like to lift up a few concerns that have been shared with us through the course of the week. Our prayers continue to be with Ann Porter, who is continuing to recover and experience some complications from a back surgery. As of Thursday, Ann is home from the hospital and receiving rehab care there, surrounded by family, but we continue to surround her with our prayers. Last week, Ted Cassander asked for prayers for George Murphy. George passed away in the course of this week, so we offer prayers for his family and loved ones, including Ted. And we continue to keep Steve Bossert in our prayers for healing and for strength. Bearing in mind, of course, that we all come to this time of prayer with many joys and concerns on our hearts and minds, I invite you to bring those to mind now and join me in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, you call us each by name. Like a shepherd tending the flock, you tend to our needs. When the journey is sunny and pleasant and easy, you are there to rejoice with us. And when it is dark and we are scared and can't see to put one foot in front of the other, you are there too. God, we pray this day for all who are lifted up among us. We think of Anne and Ted and George's family and Steve. God, we also pray silently for those on our hearts and minds. We ask that you be with all those who struggle, those who suffer, those who are in pain, those experiencing grief and sorrow. Guide those who are lost or filled with worry and fear. Protect those who are in harm's way. Heal those who are ill. Mend all who are broken, as only your love can. You are a God of peace and action, and we pray that your presence is felt all over this world. Be with all those around the world who are facing unrest and devastation, those who are crying out for justice. Be with those who lead our country and our world. Fill them with wisdom, patience, insight, and compassion, and help them to lead with kindness and strength. God, you do indeed care for us, guide us, and protect us, and you also love us deeply. Fill our hearts this day with that love, and may we be agents of compassion and change, offering that same love to those we meet along the way. We thank you for all the gifts of life, for your Son, Jesus, the best Good Shepherd, the one who stands at the gate of all of life's challenges and joys, calling out to us in love. It is in his name that we pray this day. Amen.
Friends, it is the noble shepherd, the model shepherd, the ideal shepherd that sends us out into the world to listen. To listen not only for the shepherd, but to listen to one another, so that we might better discern what it is in our own lives we need to lay down and what we might lift up in order to make the lives of those around us better. May God give each one of us courage as we go out into the world knowing that God's light surrounds us, God's love enfolds us, God's power protects us, and God's peace will always sustain us. Amen.